telephone number on a laundry slip. I had a good-hearted jailer with a six-gun hip. He let me call long distance. She said, number, please.
And no, I want to thank Cork Newler for his contribution to 90.1 FM KKFI.
Not part, not half, but the entire sum. No money down, no credit plan. Cause a little bird tells me you're a traveling man. Days in the jailhouse, 4 days on the road. I was feeling mighty hungry, my feet a heavy load. Saw a greyhound coming, stuck up my thumb. Just as I was being seated, the driver caught my arm. Said, that'll be cash on the barrelhead, son. This old gray dog.
You are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City's community radio. It's now 12 o'clock noon. The Arts Magazine Show is coming up next.
Support for KKFI provided by AEG Presents, presenting astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson in support of his book, Letters from an Astrophysicist, at the Arvest Bank Theater at the Midland, Wednesday, October 16th at 7:30 p.m. The book is included on most tickets. Tickets and more information at ArvestBankTheater.com.
The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling when you are stealing that extra bow. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they. The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that lifts you when you're down. The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town. The opening when your heart beats like a drum. The closing when the customers don't come. Like no business I know. You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. On top of that, your partner has parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low. Even with a turkey that you know will hold, you may be stranded out.
Very important edition of the KKFI Arts Magazine Show. I'm Michael Hogue, your host. Glad to have you with us on this Monday here in the city as you listen to the Arts Magazine show right here on KKFI 90.1 FM, your community radio station, right here in Kansas City. We are in the middle of our fun drive going on. We're into Monday now. We started on Friday, and we are here to let you help support and sustain community radio here in Kansas City. Yes, you have sustained us for the last 31 years. We're asking that you help to sustain us a little while longer here. And sustain means to help to survive. But not that we're on the edge of demise or anything, but we do need your support to help continue supporting community radio as you help us sustain in that effort. And we are happy to have you do that. We thank you so much over the years. We want to continue thanking you on into the future as well. The number to call if you want to help sustain KKFI and the Arts Magazine show is 888-931-0901. Or if you're more comfortable, you can make that pledge online at kkfi.org. Just write down there what program you'd like to support, and they will get credit for it, whoever it is, whether it's me, whether it's Sam Wiseman, who's coming up at 1 o'clock, no matter who it is. They will continue to reap the benefit of your support here of community radio. KKFI is very important, you know. We have been here for 31-plus years now through many many trials and tribulations, still surviving, still sustaining, and we are here to help you out with the information you need, the music you want to hear. Part of KKFI's mission is news underreported or not reported, and the same with music. Music not generally played. Arts activities not usually promoted get promoted on this radio station. That's why we're here at 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. Some thank you gifts, and they are thank you gifts because the real gift is the programming you get here at KKFI. But you do get a couple of thank you gifts if you pledge at certain levels, and they can fill you in on that. The KKFI pint glass, add that to your collection of pint glasses. I know people who have collections of pint glasses from, in fact, I know one particular gentleman who has pint glasses, plates, everything from most of the restaurants in the history of Kansas City he has. He's going to have to add this one to his collection. The KKFI pint glass for a one-time pledge of $90 or a monthly donation of $7.50 until you reach up to that $90 level. You can get the KKFI Fall Fun Drive pint glass, the KKFI scarf. It has the 1988 logo when KKFI first went on the air. That is on there. And on the other side of the scarf, you have the new KKFI logo. So that is $10 monthly or $120 for a one-time donation. Or, of course, and this is the one that you want to get involved with, the guest disc jockey certificate. Yes, people have become a guest disc jockey, loved it, continued with their training here, became regular disc jockeys, on-the-air disc jockeys, and continue to this day. So the guest disc jockey certificate, $12.50 a month or $150 for a one-time donation. You select the music for 1 hour of locally produced music programs. You become the music director of a 100,000-watt radio station for at least 1 hour. And you can use your credit or debit card only for this. And this is, in fact, that's true of all of the prizes, thank you gifts, and all of that. But you can become a disc jockey on this here radio station. Pick your own music. Pick the genre of music you want to play. Some people's genre is a little different than other people's genre, but we welcome everything on here, especially during Fun Drive Week. We do all of that as well. When you call 888-931-0901 or kkfi.org, and more people are hopping online and doing their selection of what they want to give to the radio station online, of course. So we want to help promote that as well. KKFI.org. But for the disc jockey certificate, you select the music for 1 hour of a locally produced music program. You become the music director. You're in charge for at least 1 hour of this 100,000-watt radio station that you can pick up, they say, in general, for a 75-mile circle around the tower. So 75 miles in each direction, although at times it goes further. I have listened to this radio station in Hiawatha, Kansas. I have listened to this radio station. There was one afternoon I was getting gas in Columbia, Missouri, and I could pick up Wendy. That was a good day for the signal, because that's about 100, 110, maybe 120 miles down there. So it went a little further than it usually does on that day. But you can be heard all over this area for your $150 donation. You can become the disc jockey on KKFI. Talk about the music you love. Talk about any stories. I've heard people's stories. They actually met with the artist, got to meet and have interaction with the artist that they met, and heard all about it. I heard all about an interaction that some ladies had with the band Kansas. Do you remember the band Kansas? We heard all about that. Those ladies came on the radio station, and they talked about that. But anything you'd like to do in that regard, those guest disc jockey certificates are really important when you dial 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. We're not asking you for big dollars, although we won't turn that down, of course, but we're asking you for sustainable amounts of dollars, whatever you can afford. And, hey, KKFI is acceptable to everyone, I would think. A wide variety of programming. We're thankful to you. We're grateful. Before you think of going to another place to give your donation dollars, remember all of the things that you've enjoyed on this radio station and will continue to enjoy in the future, and we want to help bring that to you your way. Credit or debit card only for the thank you gifts, which I'll mention one more time, the KKFI pint glass added to your pint glass collection for a $90 one-time payment. And for a $10 monthly or $120 one-time payment, this KKFI scarf. This will become a collector's item, but of course the 1988 logo is on there. And my, does that look sharp, even though it was way back in 1988. Then on the other side of the scarf, at the other end, I would say, is the new logo for KKFI. So you get the old, you get the new. All in one, that should become a collector's item as well. One of our incredible jazz disc jockeys is with us as well, Sam Wiseman. He is on at 1 o'clock following us here on this radio station. And, how long have you been on KKFI? Quite a long time.
Yeah, it's about 10 years now. I started as a volunteer before that. But just like you, would go back to the old building,
yes,
down the road. And because of listener support and pledge drives and other fundraisers, we were able to expand, get shiny new stuff, more space, able to do, have more bands play live in the studio, and just able to do so much more at KKFI. And it's a reason that we're thankful for all the support over the years, and why we need your support now so that we can continue this sort of thing. So please call 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org and make a donation. There's lots of exciting things happening here at KKFI. New, diverse programming. We're expanding our podcasting. We're podcasting our current shows and also trying to build an educational wing of KKFI that's about teaching people how to podcast, how to make a podcast and get your podcast out there. Just looking for more voices at KKFI, which is really cool. We need your support. We want to be here for you for another 30 years. We want to keep growing, keep expanding, making things better all the time. So please call 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org.
Did Do the jazz programmers still have that podcast? You did for a while. You had a podcast once a week, I believe, with different jazz musicians as yourself. Would come in here.
In fact, it's happening shortly. It's a Facebook Live podcast called Ask a Jazz Dude. And if you, I'm sure you are a devoted listener of Arts Magazine. Don't feel like you have to choose between Arts Magazine and Ask a Jazz Dude, because they happen about the same time. You can listen to Arts Magazine and then watch the Facebook Live interview later, or vice versa, because this show is podcasted as well, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you can find that on kkfi.org. But yeah, Ask a Jazz Dude is a show in partnership with Marcus Lewis, who's an amazing musician. And he used to tour with Janelle Monáe all over the world, and now he lives in Kansas City and has his own amazing band, bands, really, and a great educator as well. So he started this video Facebook Live podcast, Ask a Jazz Dude, so that's happening. And that's just one of the ways we're trying to grow and further what KKFI can do and the way we can serve the community. And we need your support to do that and do it more. 888-931-0901.
Yeah, we want to be on the cutting edge of things.
Yeah, for sure.
And podcasting is that.
For sure.
People don't always like to listen at the time your show is on. And we have discovered this, but they will listen to the podcast, which means they can listen to it anytime they want. And this is true of most of the shows, even the music shows, at least for 2 weeks, are up on the KKFI website to be podcast.
Yeah, and, you know, we as programmers aren't always allowed to, we aren't allowed to toot our own horn, but I just want to say that about Michael has been doing this show for how many, 20-some years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're new to KKFI, maybe you're passing through, all the DJs at KKFI are volunteers. And Michael does a lot of research, a lot of preparation, reaches out to performing artists and artists' organizations, performing arts groups, theaters, and schedules the interviews and puts a lot of time in and donates his time to help spread the word about the great art scene in Kansas City. And he does it for free because he loves it and because he believes it's important. And so do I. And I think that since you're listening right now, you feel it's important as well. So call 888-931-0901 and give us a generous pledge of support. Go to kkfi.org as well. It's very easy, safe, and secure to support this great program and this great station. I heard you were talking about the thank you gifts, right? And I think they're awesome for right now. Because you said you talked about the scarf and the pint glass, right?
Right, yeah. The scarf has the old logo, the 1988 logo. That's how long ago it's been. And it also has the new logo. So you get the best of both worlds, and that is a collector's item. No question about that.
Yeah, so give us a call or go online to get that those thank you gifts. And for me, when I think of fall, when I think of weather like this, I think of scarves. And I think of delicious Oktoberfest beer. And you can have both of those things covered with this pint glass, this KKFI pint glass. You can put a Bob's 47 in there, or a Free State Oktoberfest, whatever, and put your scarf on, sit on your deck, and enjoy knowing that you supported KKFI and that the station you're listening to is stronger for your support, and we can help serve the community even better. So call 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org.
We're doing this because we love what we're doing. There's a lot of things going on in the area, and we love what we're doing here. We really do. Not only would you miss the fine programming every week, but we would be lost, you know.
What would we do on a Monday, Michael? I don't know.
Sam would probably get another gig playing music on Monday.
I would just have to clean the house or something, you know. We can't allow that.
Oh, and mine is getting difficult by the moment, all of that, because I'm never home.
Yeah.
But we enjoy doing this. We enjoy it very much. It's become part of our daily routine. What would we do?
I don't. What is your origin story at KKFI?
Oh, Rachel Cobb, who is a local actress / comedian. She was one of the early people here. She was with the station during the bingo games era. Because KKFI had to raise $10,000 before you could even build an antenna. Mm-hmm. The FCC required that. So we were raising money to gain our $10,000 through playing bingo games. And finally it got on the air. They were deciding what kind of programs to do. Man-woman teams were very important then. So she knew me. She asked me. She said, I want to do a man-woman team show. You know, and if that means that we barter back and forth, that's what we'll do.
What year are we talking about? This is before the station's on the air, right?
We're talking about 1980. Late 88, early 89.
That's amazing.
You're trying to make me sound so old.
Well, no, I just think it's important for people to know how long you've been dedicated to this place and why they should support it. People don't always know that about us, because you wouldn't say that on your own show.
No.
I wouldn't say it on my own show, but I can say that about you, that you are dedicated to this station, and because you love it, not because you're looking for praise or, you know, anything like that. You think it's important, and I think it's important, and I think the listeners know it's important as well. All the theaters and performers that have been guests on your show see the value in this station, and they should call 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org and show support for Arts Magazine, which just has promoted and talked about so many amazing shows over the years. It's incredible.
Oh, Rachel Cobb wasn't with the show very long. She got a job reading the news at KCMO Radio.
Mm-hmm.
She said, and guess what shift I'm on? You go, Monday night, and that's when we were on.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, of course, I knew how to run the board because I'd worked at a station previous to that, but that's how long it's been. And my first guest was a gospel singer here in town.
So that's beautiful.
We got through all of that, and it has been quite a journey, you know, the ups, the downs, the moves. KKFI has been at 12th and Main. KKFI has been at 900 and a half Westport Road above the French restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many stories I could tell, but they'd be bored. They really want to hear the excitement, and they really want to get on the line at 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. We're here. We have Sam and I are here talking. Sam will be on at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tip them off as to who you're going to feature on your program today?
I got a lot of new music. I'll be joined by Brad Cox, an old friend of mine, somebody that's been on your show many times.
Sure.
With the Owen Cox Dance Group, and also all the way from Paris, France, Crystal Warren, who's an incredible person and artist and musician who's in town performing with the Owen Cox Dance Group as well. And they'll both be in studio to talk about what they're doing, listen to some music together, and help support KKFI. And I just mentioned, you know, you mentioned the website, go to kkfi.org. If you make a donation there, you can leave in the comments, maybe say, oh, I heard about this theater company on this show, or I'd never heard of this play before, and they talked about it. I went to see it. It was life-changing. Let us know that shows like this have impacted your life, and make a donation at kkfi.org or call 888-931-0901.
And, you know, there's new groups starting up all the time. We had Forge Theater on a couple of weeks ago. They're starting in December.
Mm-hmm.
There's another theater group that's coming up. They'll be starting soon. So people are brave. They're getting out there. They're raising money to start their shows. And some of them have some unique concepts in raising money. The pay what you can afford concept. We'll mm-hmm. see how that works. But that is actually part of things that are going out on the scene right now.
And KKFI is definitely the home of unique concepts. Let me just say that right now.
We sure are, aren't we?
Well, I'll let you carry on with your show. And just again, Michael wouldn't say this about himself, but he works very hard, and he's a volunteer, as am I, and all the programmers at KKFI, and we need your support so we can keep doing this great service for Kansas City and the arts scene in particular. So call 888-931-0901 or go to kkfi.org.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Wiseman, he'll be here at 1 o'clock playing some fine jazz music for you, and we'll see him then. will intro him properly. But I just want to tell you that we have, we need to be sustained here at the radio station. The key word is sustain, because you have sustained this radio station for 31 years now, and the sustenance needs to continue here. I'm thoughtful. I'm grateful. I appreciate all the effort that people put into doing things for me to help in this program, for the many guests I have, the wide variety of guests I've had over the years. The late Margot Kidder comes to mind. You know, she did not have the problems that ended up ending her life a few years later when she was on here. But she talked about those issues, and I don't hear her talking about, or I didn't hear her talking about things like that on Entertainment Tonight or something like that. But she did talk about that when she was here on KKFI. She was here in town. She was in a show at the Folly Theater, and she came by and she talked to us. It was a very interesting interview. So many things. I'd have to sit down and write to come up with some of the ideas. We're going to have a group from Independence on here shortly. There's always a shortage of events that you can take small children to. Older kids, haunted houses, not so difficult. There's a lot of them around. There is, in fact, not too many places for really young children. I used to be a cameraman years ago for Wizzo the Clown, and he always said that. He said that's the reason he wanted to do the kind of show he did, was because, you know, that was geared towards younger children as well, with the magic tricks and the jokes and things like that. That's what he liked to do, and we hear from people like that on this radio station. We run the gamut on shows going on. If you enjoy this radio station, if you enjoy all the things that we do here, please get on the line and call, or get on the internet and make your donation at 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. Once again, the KKFI pint glass for a donation, a $90 one-time donation, and it is a collector's item. If you've collected, and some people have, the KKFI thank you gifts over the years, this is one you'll want for your collection, or the KKFI scarf, which has the old KKFI logo from back in 1988, and on the other end of the scarf is the new KKFI logo for 2019. This is something you'll want to have to add to your KKFI collection. The guest disc jockey certificate can be yours for a $150 one-time donation, or $12.50 for a month until you reach that $150 level, and you can be a disc jockey here on 90.1 FM KKFI. You select the music, you pick the genre you want, and you essentially become the music director of this 100,000-watt radio station, and that can happen for you. People have done the guest disc jockey segment, and they have gone on to become disc jockeys on this station. They loved it so much. So please call us. Help sustain us, of course, at 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. I'm going to take a brief break. Then we'll come back. We're going to talk to some friends of mine from Independence. They are doing an event for children, a non-scary event for small children, and we will talk about that when we return. You're listening to the Arts Magazine radio program right here on KKFI, 90.1 FM.
Hello, this is Maria Vasquez-Boyd. You want to hear some good news? ArtSpeak Radio broadcasts from not only 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, and streams live at kkfi.org, but now we'll begin rebroadcasts on 100.1 FM, 1KC Radio. Pretty cool, huh? That's going to begin Friday, October 18th. So be sure to tune in to ArtSpeak Radio every Wednesday from noon to 1 on 90.1 FM KKFI, and Friday, 10:30 to 11:30 on 100.1 FM 1KC Radio. And be sure to catch up on podcasts for ArtSpeak Radio on kkfi.org.
Free trade! Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Jennifer Lopez gives an assured and charismatic performance in Hustlers, the true story of some Manhattan strippers who, during the financial crisis of 2008, began drugging and ripping off their Wall Street clients. Constance Wu plays a stripping newbie J-Lo takes under her wing. The ethics of this female empowerment story are dubious, but Hustlers takes an appropriately cynical stab at our money-mad culture. Official Secrets is a taut true-life thriller about an incident that occurred in Britain during the lead-up to the 2003 Gulf War. Keira Knightley plays an intelligence specialist who leaks a classified document which could have proven that the invasion of Iraq was illegal. Ralph Fiennes plays her lawyer. The actors are fine and the ethical questions are intriguing, even though the movie's pacing falls a bit short. Documentary filmmaking firebrand Morgan Spurlock is back skewering the fast food industry once again in Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken. This time he sets out to open his own fried chicken franchise and raise his own poultry, exposing some of the more outrageous and unsettling aspects of the industry's farming and marketing methods. It serves up a spicy combo of information, humor, and outrage. Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, is a very entertaining documentary that allows the pop music icon to tell her own story, as well as providing insight from a number of people who were an integral part of her remarkable career. While it doesn't delve too deeply, it's still an involving overview packed with terrific music. Also opening this week, Freaks is a sci-fi thriller with Emile Hirsch. The Goldfinch is a thriller based on the best-selling novel. Teen gangs battle one another after all adults have perished in the thriller Riot Girls. And Fiddler, Miracle of Miracles, is a documentary about the classic Broadway musical Fiddler on the Roof. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM. Freeze Frame!
Support for KKFI provided by AEG Presents. Presenting Herb Alpert and Lainey Hall for an all-ages show at the Harvest Bank Theater at the Midland, Friday, October 18th at 7:30 p.m. Kansas City's own Lonnie McFadden will open. Tickets and more information at harvestbanktheater.com.
KKFI is hosting a community ascertainment forum on Thursday, October 24th at the station, 39th and Main, Kansas City, Missouri, second floor. Community leaders will make short presentations about the activities of their organizations. Doors open at 5:15 and the program starts at 6 p.m. Please join us on October 24th for the Community Ascertainment Forum.
KKFI has been on the air for you for 30 years because it is truly for and by the people. Thank you to all of our donors. You are the reason we keep serving our community.
And welcome back to the Arts Magazine Show right here on KKFI 90.1 FM, your community radio station right here in Kansas City. I am Michael Hoag, your host. Remember, the number to call, 888-931-0901, or you can do this online. Some people tell us they prefer to do it all online. I guess they don't like to speak with us, but they listen to us nonetheless. So you can go online and do that at kkfi.org. I could tell you many stories about KKFI, but I don't think I should because I have some guests here to talk. We have some people I know from independence and for many years, 28 years altogether, 25 years for Nancy and John doing that. 25.
Nancy's been doing it for 25 years. I've been doing it for 25 years. I'm Nancy.
And Nancy Effort is her name.
Thank you. And the event is actually 28 years old. I think it's probably, as far as I know, the oldest running Halloween event in the metro, I believe. But it's a non-scary Halloween event. And as Michael introed earlier, it's basically for children, but children of all ages. Because we have 8 2-minute scenes down through our wonderful ADA trail at George Owens Nature Park in Independence, and they are written for, there's a little zingers in there for some of the adults, and of course the kids love it, a lot of eye candy for the kids, as well as just sometimes they might even learn some wonderful new words.
But good words, right?
Absolutely, like loquacious.
Am I loquacious?
We hope so.
It's your job.
John Effort is with us as well. John, boy, How do you divide this up? She does the artistic part, you do the technical part.
She does the artistic stuff, I do everything else.
Okay.
That's how that works.
They work very well together as a couple, I would think. And they are a couple, if I didn't say that. They share the same last name. So that is often assumed, but some people say, well, are they brother and sister?
No, for 43 years we've been a couple. So.
Where did the... It's a benefit for City Theater of Independence.
It's a benefit for the Powerhouse Theater Foundation, which provides all the capital funding for things in the Sermon Center, which is our theater space, so that the lights and the curtains and the sound systems and the seats and things like that when they need work. But there are actually three theater companies that use that space and that are comprise the Powerhouse Foundation, and that's City Theater of Independence, Children's Theater, and Encore Theater.
Yeah. So without the input that the Enchanted Force does, you would have to raise money otherwise for the Powerhouse Foundation.
Yeah. The most substantial part of our funding every year comes from this event.
Yeah. Now, so it's a good thing that you're doing it. And you've been doing it for a long time. Was the idea originally to do it for parents whose children are very young? They don't want them to be exposed to the haunted houses yet. They're not quite old enough for that. But
from my understanding, I came into the program 3 years after it had been put together by, at that point, the City Theater. And there were basically no places for the children to go that weren't, like you just said, the haunted houses. And at that point in time, they really, I think, were just fielding an idea, maybe trying to fit that need. And indeed, it did take off. And then when the Powerhouse Foundation was formed, that event then was turned over as the fundraiser for that foundation so that we could continue to grow it, which was good because we are so blessed in the City of Independence, not just the volunteers that come from the theater companies, but we literally have the city involved. Independence Power and Light are generous enough. They come out and they drop or they anchor telephone poles into the ground and set those up so that we can anchor our larger set pieces. They provide equipment, volunteer work. They also, other organizations within the city come and help us as well.
Yeah, the fire department has a presence. The Parks and Rec, we couldn't do this without them. I mean, we do it in a city park. They provide a huge amount of staff support to us to do this. And it's very much a mutually beneficial situation. I mean, people get to come and see the park and to maybe people that wouldn't otherwise come there. But at the same time, they have a safe environment for their children to go through and have fun and to see fantasies and fairy tales and, you know, superheroes and things like that. And so that's the nature of this thing.
It's the park you mentioned is the George Owen Nature Park, 1601 Speck Road, and that is just off of 23rd Street in Independence.
Correct. It's actually across the street from the park are the three of the middle schools for Independence School District, and the parking is free. You park directly across the street. You get out of your car, you get in line, and you are entertained right away by princesses and Winnie the Pooh kiddos and all types of wonderful, just interactive things. They're very upfront and interactive, as well as the static events from the fire department, the ambulance services, and Parks and Rec. There are some static services there that they can look through and learn more things. And then eventually you go down the trail, the ADA trail, and there are more scenes.
Means it's handicap friendly. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Sorry. ADA, the ADA trail. Only ADAs can go down. No.
That's Is it true. Essentially like a hayride?
Eventually. So you're walking down the trail in groups of about 27 people, and you'll stop at these different scenes for 2 minutes and keep walking. At the end of the trail, then you will get on a hayride, go around the lakes there at the park, and there's another spectacle scene that you will get to see as you get down there. This year, it's a new scene for us that came to me, like, in desperation.
In desperation.
Desperation.
I don't believe.
And that's how we're building everything for us, desperately.
Desperation. No, and again, it's interesting because we have put up, at one point in time, a pirate ship. And we had anything you can think of with pirate ships. And we, at one point, had little children. And their parents passed off on this, shooting flaming arrows at Captain Hook. This year we were going to put the ship back up, but because of the water we've had and the ground was not substantial enough to keep...
The lake level was too high.
Yeah, to put that ship back.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
and that sounds funny. The lake was... We had too much water for the ship, so because it doesn't actually float, it's a set piece. And then, so we decided to put our castle back up, and I was in a quandary. I don't know. I've done castles. I've done all kinds of princesses and on. And I don't want to give the whole surprise away, but suddenly a castle that we'd never used came to my mind, and it's where certain wizards and witches live. And so as I sat there and pondered over that, I called everybody, John, the technical people, the costume people, and so now we have a new surprise at the lake. So we're going out with a kabang.
Okay, let's make sure we get these dates.
Yes.
It's coming up pretty soon. Would one of the dates be the 18th?
Yes.
So it's the 18th and the 19th, and then the 25th and 26th?
Correct. Right,
have you added any others?
Well, let me clarify one thing. All of the published material says 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. But what that really means is the gates open at 7. We have people that get there by 5:30 to get in line. And they'll bring pizzas and, and coolers and things and just sort of wait for it to open. The gates open at 7. Everybody that's parked by 9 o'clock gets to go through. So we've had a lot of people show up at 9 o'clock, and you know they think they're too late, and they'll turn around and go home. And the other thing I want to say is if you do come, which we do want you to do, please come, and you see that there's a line, don't be afraid. The line moves pretty fast, and there is entertainment. Go ahead and come in. You'll not regret coming to the Enchanted Forest.
Yeah.
And finally, I do want to say that, like you said, it's the 18th, 19th, 25th, and 26th. Yeah. But this Thursday night, the 17th, the first show that we do every year is what we call Special Needs Night. And it's not part of the fundraising process. It's sort of something we give back to the community to serve the special needs community, to allow those folks to come through and to experience it without the rush and jumble of the rest of the populace, because it, you know, those kinds of lines can get pretty crowded. But these folks come through, and we set things up especially so to serve that population. And that has been we've done that for the last couple of years, and it's been really, really well received.
Do you want them to make special arrangements with you? Is there a phone number?
Well, they have to.
The cutoff is already passed.
Yeah, the cutoff for all this year is already passed, and in fact, it's a very structured thing. Whereas
a reservation
in the normal course of things, people go through in as fast as we can put them through in groups of 25, 27, whatever. For this night, it's very highly structured in terms of exactly what times they go through, so that that population of people has the opportunity to enjoy the thing without the normal press of events.
Yeah, well, things will go pretty fast. I guess you can slow it down for them if the need would arise.
I can do anything I want. So. And you've been through it, I think. So
It's been a while.
Yeah. You need to come back.
You need to come back.
Okay.
It's not like it was.
And you don't need a child to be with you. That's the one thing I want to stress. Yes, the kids are there. They have a great time. But if you can remember or imagine fractured fairy tales or turning nursery rhymes on their side and just making a little, as I've been quoted a couple times, in my wackadoodle brain, because that way you hear... There's something a little cheeky and entertaining for you. It's not across the line. It's not, ugly by any stretch of the imagination. But just to have fun. And literally, we have had groups of just adults come out for the evening. And I think that one of the biggest accolades, one time when I was playing a gatekeeper character, was Effie the Forest Fairy, those of you that are out there, there was a group of, they looked like early tweens or teens. There were a bunch of just junior high age boys. We might have been about 8 or 9 of them, and there were no adults with them, but they were there. They were kind of being silly and goofy and going down the line. But I thought, you know what, these middle school kids chose to be there. Nobody yanked them down the trail to be with the family. They were there all by themselves just having fun. So that to me was an accolade, that these middle school boys decided to come down. And it was really fun. For the 25 years I've been out there, I've seen just about everything and everybody, and my most joy gets of just listening, just standing there, listening to the families, have fun, laughing, talking, Again, if you heard the word loquacious and you don't understand, and then you say, Dad, you hear Dad, what does that mean? And he's like, I don't know, just a minute. And he looks at and so now they're talking about things, and they're unplugged for a good hour, hopefully. They just leave all their electronics away and just have fun being together and laughing and enjoying a cheap hot dog or, you know, just literally having fun.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen in the forest.
You don't.
Believe me, we've had actors that have found that out.
I can imagine.
I won't tell the possum story on the air, though.
Well, you could have a possum appear in the cast.
We did, as a matter of fact.
It is a nature park.
It exactly. is that.
But there's certain trails that you follow.
We do.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully,
the one that we use is completely paved, so it's easy to walk on and easy to... You know, if people have mobility issues, it's not really a problem. So.
Yeah. So the wheelchairs could go easily
Absolutely.
On the path?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have special ramps. We were able to acquire a grant, and we got special ramps specifically to get the wheelchairs onto these hay wagons. And so we try to do and accommodate the audience as best we can. And that's the one thing that I think the hardest thing of the entire event is actors. And this is kind of funny in a way, because this is the best acting you're ever going to get if you're involved in community theater. We have professional actors and so forth. But because you're literally on at the peak of your performance every 2 minutes for about 2 hours, and some people shy away from that. And plus, our average attendance is about 1,000 people a night.
Wow.
And so you're playing for the largest audiences. And you have to be at your peak over and over again. And there's only, if you think about it, trying to learn lines depend on your typical show. This is a 2-minute scene, and there's usually three or four people in the scene with you. You've only got 3 lines to learn, so it's like, come on, guys, you can do this. And so everybody's a volunteer, and I would just encourage people to, you know, just think about this, you know, because we want everybody to be involved.
Oh, sure. The set building must be difficult. The costuming must be just as difficult.
Nancy and has a staff of folks that take care of the costuming, and much of it they have made themselves over the years, simply because the stuff you buy commercially won't stand up to the wear and tear of the way that we use it. And so they create a great deal of the costuming. In terms of construction, we build some pretty big stuff, and it's grown over the years. The first year I did this, we had a floating dock out there. We took some lattice work and green rope light and made the Emerald City on this little dock.
Now
and we thought that was uptown. but, you know, we've moved on. We now have towers for Rapunzel that are, I mean, all these are hard built permanent sets. We disassemble and store and bring back out, you know, when we need them year to year. And I used to take the entire month of October off to put this thing together when it was just myself and a couple of helpers. And I wish I could name all the names of the people that have been integral to this over the years, but I would miss somebody. But we could not possibly do this without the volunteer help that we have. And I hope that they know that. But anyway, we've, over the years, gone to building the pirate ship. You know, the pirate ship was 40 feet long and 8 feet high at the stern, and had poop decks and forecastle decks and a main deck and swing ropes and the whole thing.
Sails.
Sails. And then that wasn't quite enough. We had to build something bigger, so we built the castle instead. So that's what's up now. And you know, we've migrated from using ropes and pulleys to actually having to use lift equipment, you know, and mm-hmm. cranes to get everything set up.
Would have been cool if you could have made it float.
There's that big liability thing, there's too.
A Navy veteran. I'm saying this to a Navy veteran.
Yeah, we are. There's a small issue of budget that we have to deal with. So.
Yeah. We want to make some money on this.
That's you right. all have done this for a long time, and from what I hear, it's a... You want to wind it down a little bit. Is that sad for you?
It's very bittersweet, but I'm very anxious for somebody else to have this opportunity. When I first started, I got a phone call. I had just moved into Independence. I had portrayed Romine Heilger in Witness for the Prosecution. And late in the summer, I got a phone call from somebody from the theater company that said, oh, Nancy, we really enjoyed your performance. You were so good. And went, kept going on a few more accolades. I went, well, stop.
Yeah, you know they want something.
Yeah, stop. What is it you want? And so they talked about this little thing they had started 3 years prior. And I said, sure, I'm in. It sounds great because it's something that my children at that point were in middle school and high school. And so I thought, well, gosh, where were you when I wanted something like this from my kids? And so when I went out, there were two guys out there, and I'm going to name them because I can remember them. It's Hubert Rathbun and Jason Brownlee. He was still a teenager. We were out there. We were taking twine and throwing it over trees and hoisting up the Coleman lanterns. And literally, that first year, it was so it's incredibly low-tech, but it works because you're in the forest, you've got these scenes there, and it's just something literally enchanted. I think that's just the most appropriate word. And so I've been doing this now since then for 25 years because I actually had a scene that we'd written that I was going to play in, and there were so many little technical things and scene, or actually like stage management or even director things that were just kept going wrong. I never did get to portray the scene. And so it's just grown from that. Again, volunteers, we, at this point, this year, we have close to 80 volunteers, that not including actors and tech people. And John mentioned a staff. We have literally women and a couple men that were children that literally went through the first few years of the Enchanted Forest that now are parents of their own. And so this is something that I'm most excited about when you said, is it bittersweet? Turning the time over. It's not mine. It's never been ours. We were just very honored and lucky to be where we were at this long of a time. And this way we can now turn it over to other people and see where it goes now. I hope that we're able to keep the ambiance and keep that low tech because I think that's what sets this apart from a lot of other things. But I'm happy to do it. Yes, there's some, for instance, the other day I was driving into the park to start doing some initial work, and I thought, you know, this is the last time I'll drive into this park for this particular purpose. And it was a moment, yeah. I had my, and Michael knows me well. I'm a very, I'll cry when, you know, when the sun comes out or something. But I think that's the actor part. But literally, it's great. I want to see other people have this opportunity, and it never was mine. It was always an honor to be asked to do this again. But it's time. It's just time to turn it over.
To perpetuate something like this, you have to be able to hand it off to people who are like-minded and who have the mix of skills and interests and talents to move it on forward and to make it better than it currently is. And that's really sort of what we've done for the last couple of decades. And we finally, and I'll just say the names on the air, we found a couple that's been working with us now for the last several years who everybody, and you know, we talked to the entire staff and said, you know, these, Jamie and Joy Boyle, these are the folks that can take over for us and take what we've done in terms of leadership and continue that and move it forward. And so this is our last year as being in charge. We'll still be out there to help because I like building stuff, and you know, it's fun, and she likes doing the scripts and whatever, you know,
and playing
whatever
dress
it is
up. I like
whatever
dress up.
She does, I don't know, but we'll still be there to help. But it's time for somebody else with younger ideas and fresher, you know, fresh ideas to be in charge and to move this thing forward.
Yeah, so. She will probably play more characters, I'm thinking.
You know,
she is a character.
maybe is it time to stop now? I've said over and over to Joy, I said, whatever you need, whatever you want, if I'm available, and if not, if you don't need, that's fine. I will say that one woman, her name is Rachel. She's been the costumer. She wants the costuming now, and is just to make sure that that's done. But the one thing that she says, well, what happens if we get this problem or that problem? I said, you're going to do exactly like I have done. Just stop and just figure it out. That's all you have to do is just, what's the challenge? Let's just work the challenge. That's all it is.
Yeah, let's get a little more specific on where it is if people don't know. The George Orne Nature Park, 1601 Speck Road, but I guess the big road is 23rd Street.
Yes, 23rd Street or Highway 78 on the, you know, if you look on some of the maps. So you can go out to Speck Road.
So if you're at 23rd and 291,
it's a mile.
You would then go east, a mile.
Yeah.
Yes.
A mile. Is there a number or a website we can give?
It's Enchanted.
It's a Facebook.
Enchanted page. Forest at George Owens Park is the Facebook page.
Okay. What about the City Theater phone number? Do we want to do that?
No,
is there a different one?
No.
No, there's actually no specific phone number other than the number at George Owens Park.
Yeah, they can call a number at George Owens, which is on the Facebook page, and I don't have it memorized. So.
Okay. So it's 1601 Speck Road. Performances are the 18th, the 19th, the 25th, and the 26th. 1,000 people every night.
If the weather's good and if Chrisman and Truman are not playing each other, yes.
Oh, they already did.
Oh, they did? Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, my alma mater got lost.
Oh, well.
Quite badly. So. Wasn't that way when we were younger. It was about even. But okay. William Chrisman has won in the more recent years. So they won't be playing.
Well, that's good.
So you'll have a chance.
Yeah, and the weather is supposed to be gorgeous this weekend.
Oh,
so
yes.
Now'd be the time to come out.
Yeah. So don't let the talk of 1,000 people get you down.
It goes quickly.
It does. And I was reluctant to say that, but that was for the actor's point of view. But it doesn't feel like that because you're always engaged in something. Something's going on around you all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it that's part of the fun, too, is just seeing all the other. And the kids, you can dress up if you like or... in your costume.
And there are concession stands. You can go get something to eat if you want.
So. And the one thing maybe parents will like to hear, too, we don't use masks. We don't have anything covering the faces other than some makeup or something to embellish. And so we don't. Mm. And we actually discourage masks because sometimes that's very frightening to kids.
It could be scary.
Yeah, we prefer
it is.
That.
It is.
We prefer people don't wear masks, when they go through. More in the line.
So. First of all, because you're going down in a park at night, so it's a little bit, it's a trip hazard perhaps. So we don't want anybody hurt.
We don't want any impaired vision, no.
No, not at all.
The Enchanted Forest, when you are enchanted, you're under a spell, and you will probably be spellbound as you go through.
Ooh, Michael, I like this. You could write copy for us.
Oh, yeah, you could be on the radio. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I heard the thing about, pay $150 to be the DJ for a day.
Oh, do you want to do that? I'll sign you up.
I might do that as long as you agree to talk and I can just select the music.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, that's fine. However you want to do it, John. What kind of music will we be hearing?
Oh, rock and roll.
Rock, okay.
A lot of moody blues, I will say.
I saw the moody blues in person years ago at Kemper Arena. Yeah. That was quite
We've seen them a couple times.
The Enchanted Forest, a non-scary event for children, especially young
families.
Children and families. On October 18 and 19, and then the next Friday and Saturday, the 25th and the 26th, at the George Owen Nature Park, 1601 Speck Road, right off of 23rd Street. And 23rd Street goes all the way up to 291. And it's not very far from the intersection of 291 Highway and 23rd Street. And you will be enveloped. And spellbound in the Enchanted Forest. How long does it last? 30 minutes?
It's with the hay rides, probably 30 or 35. Mm-hmm.
It's lots of free parking. So and it's on paved roads. So
parking is very important for theaters.
And it's at the it's at the middle school where you park. Yeah.
Thanks so much for being with us. Glad to hear that you're going to continue after you, officially retire.
Retire?
Yeah.
Oh.
We're stepping down.
You know how I feel about that. There's no such thing as retirement for the Eppers. Hello.
I can imagine.
Are you new?
That will be going on the 18th and 19th. These are all Friday and Saturdays. Mm-hmm. And the 25th and the 26th at the George Owen Nature Park, 1601 Speck Road, right off of 23rd Street in Independence, the historical city of Independence. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you,
we
Michael.
Are still in the midst of our fun drive here today. If you want to hear talk about events you normally wouldn't hear, but I haven't heard I haven't seen an ad for the Enchanted Forest on Channel 5, for instance.
Well, that's a shout out to Channel 5, then. They need to come out.
But they need to listen to places like KKFI to get that information. And that number to call is 888-931-0901. Or on kkfi.org, you can You can find yourself. You can get the pint glass. You can get the scarf. The 31st anniversary scarf. Or a guest disc jockey certificate. And you can do like John Eppert and be a big disc jockey for an hour. And I can't believe you won't want to talk. But we'll see what happens. Thanks so much for being with us. 888-931-0901 or online at kkfi.org. Sustain us like you have in the past. We need your help. We're glad to have it. We're very, very thankful of it as well. Sam Wiseman is next. He's going to be playing some great jazz for you this afternoon. We'll have jazz from 1 to 3, then we'll have the blues from 3 to 6 right here on your community radio station, 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City's community radio. So until next we meet, ladies and gentlemen at that cross in the road, I'm Michael Hogue. We'll see you next time.